podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello everyone, welcome to another video from Fantasy Football Scouts. This time we're turning our attention to Fan Team ahead of the game week 16 deadline, which is tomorrow. We've got a monster game to talk about. We've got the season long teams to talk about, which, spoiler, Josh and I team is just falling fast. But luckily, Josh, our singular teams are doing okay. So we've got a bit to a bank on there. But how are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm great, mate. How about yourself?
I'm not too bad. Yeah, I've got a bit of a, you know, a cough and stuff, which isn't the dreaded COVID. I've just done a test, so that's good. But yeah, no, I'm okay. I'm just, yeah, I seem to, whenever I go out now, anywhere, I just seem to come back and get a cold. I've got no immune system protection at all. I need to go roll around some dirt. Don't they say kids do that and it gets them immune to stuff when they're young? Something like
yeah,
that.
Possibly. Your bad immune system combined with the time of the year is not good for at the moment. Exactly. For colds and stuff. So exactly. Hopefully you get better, mate, anyway.
Thank you very much. It's very nice of you to say. Right, let's talk some of the tournaments that are going on at the moment. So Josh and I did a video last week for the Second Chance Premier League season game. £100,000 prize pool, £20,000 first place prize. The amazing thing about that is it's free entry. It starts January the 14th, game week 22. So if you haven't checked out our video on that, do so. If you're not signed up to Fan Team yet or you're interested in Fan Team, obviously gamble responsibly, gamble aware. But this is a free entry game into the tournament. So you can head over to Fan Team and you can participate in this once you've registered for free. Essentially, it's just a way of getting into Fan Team and not having to spend any money with, yeah, £20,000 up for grabs for first place. I also wanted to talk about the WCOFF, which stands for the World Championship of Fantasy Football. The final is coming up. There's £100,000 first place prize. It's £1,000 entry, so it's a high roller tournament if you wanted to get into it that way. Josh, you want to just talk about this, what this is, and, you know, other ways in which maybe people can get involved?
Yeah, I just want to make it clear first that it's in euros, so it's €500,000.
Did I say pounds?
Yeah, 1,000 euros.
We literally discussed this before we came on, didn't we? Yeah, sorry, euros.
And 100,000 euros up top. So it's all in euros, but they're all nice round numbers. So we should be able to remember them anyway. Yeah, so as says, it starts on Boxing Day, which is game week 19. And it's a 2-week tournament. So it runs for 19 and 20. You get to pick two different teams, one for week 19 and one for week 20. So it's basically like playing two monsters in one tournament, basically. €1,000 entry, as you said, and most importantly, you can win tickets. You've been able to for a while, but I think there's going to be even more of a push on it on the site now. So the satellites for it running every single week, so you can pay as little as sort of €2, £9, like that. Those are the tend to be the buy-ins, and you can just win a ticket straight away for the WCOFF. For those of us who can't afford to just buy right in. So yeah, there's lots of the satellites running, and I suspect there'll be even more next week. So now is the best time to possibly win a ticket, I think.
Yeah, because I've seen the satellites and the WCOFF mentioned and not really known what it was and kind of thought, no, I don't need to know about that. But now I've been reading up a bit more about it. It sounds like a really interesting tournament to get involved in, obviously with some big prizes. You won a ticket into it, didn't you, recently?
Yeah, I won five tickets last week. Yeah. I was very lucky. Yeah. I mean, I just put the same team in five times, basically, and it finished like in the top 20 or whatever. You needed to finish in the top 20, I think, and they all came like sort of in the top 10, I think. So I was lucky that was the week I chose to enter identical teams, because obviously it happened to hit that one week. So I was super lucky. Like normally I'd have only won one because I'd have had all different teams. But yeah. There's plenty of opportunities. There's many tickets to win, and there's 137 people in it at the moment, I think. I just checked the lobby now. So it's not actually like that many people to beat once you actually get in. So fingers crossed someone who's listening at least can win a lot of money anyway.
Yep, absolutely. Just head onto the Fan Team site to look at that. Obviously, £1,000 entry is a lot of money. So make sure if you're going to buy into it straight away that you've got the means to do so. And as I said, Fan Team is gambling. So you want to make sure that you're not going above your means. And winning the tickets, like Josh said, is a way of doing it without having to spend that much cash. Right, let's talk season-long game. So my two teams are doing okay. I've had a bit of a rise on both. which is good. My main team, actually, I think I've got, that's my old graphic. I think my teams are actually doing even better than that. Hold on, let me just do a bit of live jiggery pokery. Yeah, look, see? I have my old graphic on there. My team's doing even better, Josh. Look at that.
Like before and after. Ta-da. There you
ta-da.
Go.
Yeah. Well, my main team's sort of around 2000, but I've got a sort of a differential team, which is similar to my main team, but just a couple of tweaks. Like, for example, my main team, I went for Gundogan, and on the differential team, I've got Bernardo Silva, for example. So there's just like a couple of little things in there. But yeah, my main team went up from about 12,000 up to 4,000. I just had everyone. Son, Silva, I got some clean sheets. It was great. Actually, that is wrong as well. What have I done here? Why is that not? I definitely did update this, but I don't know why it hasn't worked. Ah, well.
The point is, it was your week anyway,
the
mate.
The point is, it went well. And yeah, ignore the carnage of this stream. I'm sure I updated that graphic, but anyway, it hasn't updated. I haven't got Foden anymore. I did Foden to Gundogan, which didn't go particularly well. Obviously, going for Bernardo Silva would have been a lot better. But generally speaking, it was quite a good week. I'm quite happy having a team, you know, 2,000 at this point. Just got to get into the top 1,000 and go on from there, really.
Yeah, it's they're both perfectly positioned, the top two especially. Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure what the exact ranks are, but if you said, is it around 2,000 and 4,000, did you say?
Yeah, 2,070, 4,779. But my Sancho team, which I've got perma-captain Sancho, is at 11K, which
That's demoralising for me, that is. That is very demoralising for me. That, like, most of my teams are, like, below you, basically, like when you had Sancho captain.
Well, look at our...
Not most of them, but...
Yeah, but some of them. But look at the team we put together at the start of the season, 17K that sat out. And then the late reg team we put in is at 19K. So our combined brains, Josh, have not done us well so far in this fan team season.
No, it's that they haven't done well. I just don't think there's anything more to say about that, really, about those two entries.
No. Nuclear Atom says the black box bad habits virus is affecting the stream. Yeah, I know. I don't know what happened with these graphics. Hopefully I've got yours right. Your team, you had, well, you had a pretty dire week, didn't you? Looking at it, you didn't get anything.
When I sent you the screenshot earlier, I looked at it. It was like some bad therapy. I was like, oh my God, look at the defence.
I know. Well, you went five at the back, Sar, Alonso, Rudiger, Cancelo, James and Reguilon, and got about 6 points combined from all of them. You had Salah captain, Jota, Maximan, Antonio and Ronaldo. So your only players who've delivered anything were Antonio and Salah.
I mean, it could have been worse as well, because I had Antonio second sub. I was lucky to get him on, to be honest. Like, because I backed the Chelsea clean sheet, as you can see. I played the three defenders. So like, I actually had Antonio second sub and I got him on for ESR and Tony. Mm. So like, I went too deep on the bench as well. Otherwise, it could have been even worse, which is mad to say. Reguilon was particularly unlucky, obviously. I think that was was a locked clean sheet and he got a yellow card and went off on 20 minutes. So that one was unlucky. But yeah, the rest of it, I mean, I'm actually weirdly happy with it moving forward, but it was just a shocker of a week. It was just a real shocker. So
are you still, I mean, you've gone three Chelsea defenders, five at the back. I guess you've got Smith Rowe, you mentioned, who can come in, but I mean, Atoms again in the chat says five at the back is dead, and it's gone from, you know, Cancelo, Trent and James every week getting double digit points to now only Trent really doing so. And now people are looking to move to Ronaldo. You've already got him in this team, but players like Son, you know, I know obviously we're going to talk about Spurs and the COVID thing, but you know, there seem to be these premium players kind of emerging now. Do you think there is a case for moving money out of defence now? Are you looking to do it?
I do think so, yeah. I think personally I've obviously still got my wild card on all my teams. So I'm going to use my wild card to do that. So it'll probably be in a couple of weeks' time. So till then, I'll probably just persevere, I think, with it. But like Chelsea have got good fixtures. City have got good fixtures. Tottenham, okay, they probably don't have any fixtures at all. But when I brought Reggie on in, he had a few decent fixtures back-to-back. Saint Maximin's one of the ones I'm looking to move on, actually, because they've got tough fixtures now. Their fixtures are really, really tough. So that could be a slot where I get someone like Bernardo Silva, as you talked about. I've already got Jota, which I'm really happy with. Mm. And to be honest, Antonio's fixtures go amazing now as well. So I'm happy to sort of have him. The only annoying one's Tony, because it looks like he's going to miss the next two games with COVID.
Yeah.
I was really excited to have him for this stretch of fixtures, and he's missing Watford on Saturday, for example, which is like, that's one of the ones I'd have needed him for. So I'm more so looking to move Saint-Maximin and Tony on, I think, actually.
Who are you thinking of getting?
I like Bernardo Silva. The striker slot's the tough one. I think it might have to be Josh King.
I knew you were going to say, it's got to be, right?
I just can't see what else it could be. And I think if I get Josh King, I think I've got the ideal front three, I think. Ronaldo, Antonio, yeah. Josh King. I think that's what I'd be going for. There's talk of Watkins. I think he's a good pick as well, to be fair, especially with his 90-minute bonus on this game. But I think I can't quite stretch to him. I think it's going to have to be a cheaper option in Josh King, I think.
The other player I like is Mount going forward.
Yeah. You like him a lot more than me. I just don't trust these Chelsea minutes ever, because he seems to like swap a lot of the team every week. But Mount is so good. He's sort of cemented his place, I think.
Well, I mean, we're going to talk about the monster in a sec, but looking at Chelsea going into this Leeds game, I mean, Leeds are now without Cooper. You see that? No Cooper, no Phillips, no Bamford again. I mean, Chelsea have been a bit all over the place, you know, the last couple of games, conceding lots of goals and, you know, losing to West Ham, last-minute equaliser against Zenit, all these kind of issues. But you've got to think Chelsea are going to get a couple at home to Leeds in the next game. And then their run's pretty good. I think they've got Everton after that and some good games. It's hard to tap into them without going for... I mean, you've already got Alonso and James. Potentially Lukaku, but he's very pricey. Other than that, it's just Mount, isn't it, really?
I think I'm just sticking with what I got. I'm sticking with the three this week, obviously. But in terms of the monsters, I mean, it's Chelsea against Rafinha this week, I think. So it should be I think I'm tempted to sort of back it to be a both teams to score kind of game, I think. And just, like you say, Chelsea get free, hopefully, or something like that.
Yep. Well, let's talk about the monster game. So it was funny, wasn't it? That was the week before last. We actually had a chance of being in with some cash on this for the first time. We had a really good team. We had Kane captain to come. We were right up at the top of the leaderboard. And then the whole thing got cancelled because the game of Burnley got called off.
Yeah, we had Jota and Van Dijk. Jota got a brace. Van Dijk scored and clean sheeted. We also had Trent to go with Van Dijk with a clean sheet. And I can't remember. We had Kane to come captain, like you say. And we had someone else who scored as well. It was like, oh, we got a double Wolves clean sheet as well. Sorry. Mm. So we were vying for first place, and we had so many players to come. And then it obviously, as they have to, the fan team had to cancel the tournament because a game got called off. So it's just not fair, because we would have lost Kane, for example.
Yeah.
Like we wouldn't have had a captain, basically. So it's fair enough. It makes sense. But it was frustrating because it was our first ever cash and we would have been really proud of it.
I know. And I had Kane in my FPL team, just brought him in. And yeah, it was a nightmare. But the nightmare continues because now the Spurs game is all but off against Brighton. I'd be amazed if the Leicester game didn't get called off as well. So that's two games. I mean, there's even some rumours that the Liverpool game could be in doubt as well. I mean, the whole training ground's closed. Conte's, you know, doing kind of individual training programmes for people. There's also the fact, you know, they won't have trained properly for a week and, you know, trying to keep them all fit. It's the worst possible time for this to happen to them. So looking at the monster game, the Spurs game and Brighton is not included in this. So fan team have, I think, very rightly assumed that it's not going to go ahead. It's why there was a bit of a delay with the game coming on. The other game that isn't included is the, help me out, the first game, which is Watford.
Man City. It's Man City is the early game, whoever they're playing. I can't remember who it is off the top of my head. It's Man City.
Man City Wolves are the early game on Saturday, but then it's the early deadline on Friday, which is Watford Brentford. So that's not included as well. And Spurs isn't included. So it's a bit of a shallow pool.
Seven games this week.
Yeah. Shallow pool of players. You've also messaged me and said you're a bit nervous about this week because you tried to build a team and it was all a load of really expensive players. What are you thinking? I mean, there's one player to me that stands out. Well, two players to me that stands out above all else. I think we need to have, but they're probably two of the most pricey players. But yeah, what's your thoughts?
I want to know who your two players are first, but I just wanted to say, first of all, I think fan team have 100% made the right decision not putting the Tottenham game on the slate, because we don't want tournaments to be cancelled, basically. And like, this is the best way to make sure this tournament will go ahead and the people who are top will get paid out as top. So I think that was 100% correct.
Yeah.
Who are your two favourite players, Az?
Well, I think we need Ronaldo. He's had the rest in the week. He's playing Norwich. We've seen an improvement from United already under Ralph. He would probably be my captain shout for us this week as well. And I think we need Jamie Vardy home to Newcastle, the worst defence in the league.
I love both of those. Yeah, I think they're both great players this week. Interestingly, Maddison's almost as expensive as Vardy now, whereas in previous weeks he's been sort of 2 million, 3 million less. So I think Vardy's the clear winner when they're the same price.
That's a shame.
I think.
God, 12.1, yeah.
For Maddison. I know. I think that's crazy. It's a really expensive. Yeah.
That is pricey.
But so we got Vardy and Ronaldo. That's almost our striker sorted already.
Yep.
This is where we need some budget options. So I think a good way to look at it is look at the games and like see which underdogs you fancy to score, basically. So personally, as I said earlier, I fancy Leeds to score at Chelsea personally, and that goes against my sort of triple team I've got on my season long game, but obviously I can't change that now. That sort of has to stay, you know what I mean? So I sneakily fancy Rafinha to get a goal, I think, this week, and he's very, very cheap. He's affordable enough, I think, for us, yeah.
I mean, Atoms again in the chat. Diego Dallo, he's pretty cheap. He's 9.5, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say he's not quite as cheap as he is on FPL or Fanty. No. On FPL, I'm definitely looking at him actually at 4.4, I think he is. But yeah, they've definitely priced up the Man United assets accordingly this week, I think. Mm. And this is why it's tough to build a team, because I really like the Liverpool fixture and I really like the Man United fixture. Like, so I like those two teams, but they're just like the most expensive players to pick, basically. So you have to sort of pick and choose your battles, I think.
Yeah, I mean, De Gea is 10.3, for example. Dallo is the cheapest at 9.5. I think that's probably quite a good price. I'm under 10 million for, you know, he's a more attacking defender than Wan-Bissaka anyway.
So what I did on this one, I actually played Telles, just because I know one of Telles or Dello will play, I think, and he's only 0-1 more. So I know I'm going to get like an attacking defender using the safety net feature. So
well, Dello will definitely play now. We've got now Wan-Bissaka's out.
I know, but Ranić said he's going to train tomorrow. Wan-Bissaka.
Really?
He probably won't play. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he said he's going to train tomorrow. So I just wanted the extra little net, I think.
There you go. That is why you're the champ.
But as I say, like, if you desperately needed the 0-1, I don't think it's a disaster, because I think Dello is very likely to play this weekend still.
Yeah.
Especially in the fixture, because he's more attacking, like you say. They probably want an attacking fullback in that game, don't they? So
I think Dello's pretty much certain to start that game. But yeah, you're right. If Telles plays, I think he is a good option as well. Those fullbacks are surely going to bomb forward at every opportunity. But I imagine Shaw's going to play now he's back and, you know, fit. So defensive-wise, the most expensive defenders are Reece James, 11.7, Trent, 11.5, Robertson, 10.9, Alonso, 10.8. Are you looking at any of these premium ones, or are you trying to save a bit of cash?
I really like Trent and Robbo.
I just
don't know if we can squeeze them in. Yeah,
I can't afford them, Josh. Too much.
I know, yeah. So I'm just looking down. I kind of fancied like the West Ham clean sheet a little bit further down away at Burnley. I don't think that's a terrible shout.
Soufal at 8.1.
I think that's all right. Yeah, I think he's cheaper.
Masuaku, 7.5. Can he score another completely intentional screamer?
he did. I saw his tweet actually, where he said he definitely meant it.
Yeah, I know. I really thought he did mean it, because when he hit it, he was looking at the goal and then he kind of celebrated, and I was like, oh, he definitely meant that. And then in the press conference, he was like, yeah, that was a complete fluke.
what's the safety net on Masuaku? Is there a few? Is Diop below him, for example? Yeah, that's fine, because Diop's going to play. So even if Masuaku wasn't to play for whatever reason,
let's put Diop in.
I think he's a nice pick, yeah.
I was going to say Marcus 94, Callum Wilson up front against Leicester. Worst defence over the last four. Completely right, bang on. How much is
I think that pick's
7-6. 7-6. I mean, that is an absolute steal, isn't it?
I think it's an amazing price. I think he's one of my favourite enablers for sure. Like, so let's complete our striker line, I think,
It's a good strike force, isn't it? Ronaldo, Vardy and Callum Wilson. I like that a lot.
I'm just worried about what the midfield's going to look like as a result. It's all good. Yeah. We'll make it work, mate. It's all right.
We always do. We always find a way, don't we?
So now we need... Is there any like sneaky clean sheet you fancy for like a little double up that could be quite cheap, like looking at the fixtures? Or
I think Palace Everton could have a clean sheet in it. I'm not sure which way.
Either way, couldn't it, really? Mm. I mean, Everton are much cheaper than Palace this week, so... I know Gray was 7.9 and Zaha was 9.9, for example, as a comparison of two similar sort of players. So, like, I think the Everton side was much cheaper than
Dean
the Palace 6-5, side.
6.5, that seems very cheap.
He's in one of my drafts that I sent you, actually, because just for budget, like, I think we could maybe do Pickford and Dean and just go for that and just hope Palace don't score, basically.
Yeah, I like that. I mean...
Really cheap as well.
Dean, though, I mean, what has happened to Dean this season? He has been absolutely awful. He's gone from like one of the world's best left backs, I'd say, this season. He doesn't even look Premiership quality at all. I don't know what's going on. Do you reckon he's had a falling out with Benitez or personal problems?
He didn't play last game, I don't think. No. So I feel like that was personal problems. But our safety net on Dean is Coleman, which is great. He's an attacking fullback as well, so that's fine. How much have we got left for three slots?
We've got 34 million.
Wow, time to spend some money then. Let's go.
We've got about 11 million slot. We've got loads of money.
Salah or Mount, I think, for the first one. I'd take one of those. As you really liked Mount, didn't you? Maybe should we have him?
I really like Mount. Yeah.
Let's go with that. I really like him as a pick this week, specifically against no defence, basically. I mean,
the other option, if he had a better safety net, I'd say Ziyech as well. Ziyech's numbers over the last four are absolutely crazy. Amazing expected goal involvement. I think he's having the most shots per minute of any player in the league when he plays. He's looking really, really good, but his safety net is Jorginho. And I don't have the confidence that he's
not quite enough, is it? I don't think. Like, I know Jorginho has the penalties, but it's not enough. I don't think.
No.
It's not quite enough.
I think if you are happy to kind of run that gauntlet though and take a bit of a punt, I think Ziyech could be could be in line for a big return against Leeds if he starts.
I wouldn't have a clue what their front three is going to be this week. I think Mount's in it, but I can't pick the other two. Like, I have no idea. So maybe this is finally Lukaku's game to start after he got the minutes in midweek. But I just don't know what they're going to pick. So I'm really like struggling on that one. Yeah. So how much we got left for two slots now?
We've now got 20.2.
Okay, so we can either go one expensive, one cheap. I don't think we can quite afford Salah with this, with who would be left over sort of thing. But
How about an Arsenal player? I've been quite impressed with Martinelli. Oh, he's injured. Is he injured?
Yeah. I was going to say, what's his safety net as well? Like, because that is not nailed at all.
There is no safety net. It's like Maitland-Niles, Partey, Lokonga.
I don't mind Odegaard, actually.
Odegaard at 10-9.
Really good the last few games. He's looked really good.
Yeah,
he's very differential as well.
Let's put Odegaard in. So we've got 9-3 for our final slot.
Someone must fit into that, surely.
Let's have a look. 9-5. We can't quite afford Scott McTominay, Josh. What a disaster.
I think the pricing on some of the defensive mids is like the one spot where I just start laughing, I think, because some of them are just crazily expensive. For I know they've got a good fixture, but 9.4 for Scott McTominay.
I mean there's not a huge amount of options in midfield. I mean, we could go four at the back. Nucleus Chesting, Tierney, for example, very attacking. I mean, we're looking at players like Damari Gray, Corne.
We'd have loads in the bank, though, wouldn't we, if we had those as well? Like, I mean, I don't mind the Arsenal thing because we've gone for an Arsenal mid, so I don't mind just pairing it with Gabriel or Tierney or something.
There's no one around 9-3 in midfield that I like the look of. Let's look at defence.
The thing which I've ended up doing is, and I don't think we should do this on this team because we were set on Ronaldo captain, I think, but I've actually picked Bruno over Ronaldo in quite a few teams. So I've got the extra slot up front, and then I like the strikers more. Like, I like Antonio, for example, this week. He's more expensive than 9-3, but just as a point of like, so should we go with like Tierney and Odegaard and hope that Tierney starts?
I like Tierney. I mean, Tierney at 9-2, and then he has the safety net of Tomiyasu at 9-1 as well.
So again, our defence is really attacking fullbacks at least, regardless of who comes on, really. So I quite like that.
Yeah, so that gives us Pickford, Telles, Masuaku, Dean, Tierney. So obviously we've got safety nets for Telles, Masuaku and Tierney, which is good. Rafinha, Mount, Odegaard, Ronaldo, Vardy, Wilson, and then I guess we pick a captain. So no Liverpool. What could go wrong?
Guys, this might look like we don't have a clue what we're doing, but I promise you, if you try and build your own monster this week, it's really hard. You have to just pick and choose what you like, basically. So there's going to be a lot of you who end up with no Man United or no Chelsea, for example. So it's just which teams you pick, really. And yeah, we've gone for sort of Ronaldo and Mount as our big spenders, I think.
Yeah, obviously we can't pick City players because they're not in the monster. For people asking about Bernardo Silva and the like, we can't pick them, and we can't pick any Spurs players either. So that's why they're not in there. Ronaldo captain.
Yep, I think that's what you wanted to do. I think I love it too. So yeah, it's perfect.
Let's make Vardy vice just in case as well. to that for a pound. Boom.
I think they're the two most nailed players this week after they both rested, aren't they? I presume Vardy's going to rest again tonight, to be fair.
I would have thought so, but they do need to win. Oh, no, I think they need to avoid losing.
So maybe he does play then, actually, because he rested last weekend and he didn't start at the weekend. So
I think he could play, and especially because they know, well, they pretty much know this Tottenham game is going to get called off as well. You know, that they can afford to play Vardy twice and then they know he's going to have a break after that. So, yeah, I'd be quite surprised if he didn't play.
I think they'll commit to just resting him in the Tottenham game, whether it goes ahead or not, basically. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right, that's right. So let's take a look at some of your monster teams you sent me before this stream. Your first one, Fabianski and Soufal, Soyuncu and Castagna. So Leicester defensive double up, there's no chance.
I just love that for some reason. I just keep going for it because I know no one else is playing it. So I'm trying to just hit it one week like a clean sheet, but they look really bad and even Newcastle might score, I think.
Yeah, Yusuf in the chat says no Salah. What is this team? Yeah, I mean, the idea of these monster teams are that you kind of back against the really popular players doing well, right? Like Salah captain is going to be so obvious for so many people. If he hasn't really been going crazy like the last few weeks.
And exhibit A on the screen for Salah captain, yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, you have Salah captain in this one, but in the one we put together, we don't. And I think, you know, for a monster team where you're trying to get ahead of others, I think backing against someone like Salah is a good idea because he's going to be the most expensive player by a country mile and you can use that money sort of elsewhere. So the rest of your team, Ward-Prowse. God. Every time I say Ward-Prowse, it just kills me. Salah captain, Maddison, you've got Fernandez and Rafinha.
I definitely prefer Vardy over Maddison. I think I just couldn't afford it. It's like 0-2 difference, I think, or something.
I hate this team. It's definitely going to win money. I don't like it.
So, like, it's the double Leicester defence, I think, you don't like, really, isn't it? Like, mainly because I do also think there's a very good chance Newcastle score, but if they don't, obviously this was quite an affordable defence, so I just went for it in a home game. I don't think it's obviously one of the best fixtures Leicester could possibly have, so Salah captain's very boring. I've done another captain in my other team, for example, so I think it's good to have some with him captain in case he has that game where he explodes, and some without if you like entering multiple teams. So yeah, that's what I always tend to do anyway.
Question for you. Lynn listens to these streams and enters a monster team or a couple each week. Her strategy seems to be, she basically always goes for someone like Sissoko or Gilmore, or like, you know, the cheapest possible player that she knows is going to play like the 90 minutes, and then uses the rest of that money to strengthen the rest of the side. Instinctively, that feels completely wrong to me, but she showed me some of the winners of the weekly games, and that does seem to be a strategy, right? People do that.
Yeah, Lynn does that on all games, by the way, not just really? Football. Like, yeah, she likes this really cheap enabler, which it definitely is a viable strategy. It's never something I do. I always like to look at every slot and think, can I hit 10 points in that slot, or can I hit 8 points in that slot at least? You know what I mean? Or if it's a really cheap slot, can I hit 6 points in that slot? Like if it's a Pope in goal or something who's playing like a tough game, you know what I mean? So I like to be able to hit points from everywhere. And like Sissoko, okay, he might score 2 goals a season or something, and then you have hit that, but it's only going to happen like twice a season.
Well, yeah,
right?
I mean, the idea is that spot is just gone, right? She just takes that 3 points.
Trying to hit 3 points,
and
yes.
Yeah, and then moves it for the rest. I don't know. I agree. I've always thought you're limiting your ability to get big calls from attacking players. Like, you know, you could go for a cheap, like Rafinha, for example. Like you pay an extra 2 million for him over like Sissoko, but Rafinha could get double digits. Sissoko is not going to do that.
Like Rafinha this week, it's one of the toughest games he could possibly have. I would not be surprised in any way if he scored a brace. I mean, I probably would because he only ever gets one. But like, I think he could easily get one because if Leeds score, it's going to be him, right? So, yeah, that's what I think. I mean, the good thing about these cheap enablers is they always go low, low owned. So if you hit a goal with them, you're going to fly up the ranks and you will be amongst the top people. But it's about picking like a needle in a haystack almost. Mm. You know what I mean? You've got to hit the Sissoko or the Gilmore that scores that week. You know what I mean? So it's I just don't like the odds for that most of the time.
I mean, there's not much love for this team on the screen. You've got Antonio and Watkins up front just to complete it. I mean, you've got so many weak links here. You've got Watkins and Ward-Prowse, double Leicester defence. It's pretty awful. Quite a few people talking about Chelsea defence. they're talking about players like Alonso, but we've gone for Rafinha, right? Like, there's no point in kind of half and halving it. You either back Rafinha to score to eliminate those Chelsea defence, you know, and Chelsea have been like porous lately, or you back probably the double Chelsea defence and don't go for Rafinha. Yep. But Rafinha's so cheap that that's why he's in the side. See, this is the thing. It's not just as easy as just picking all the players like you would do with your normal team. You need to think about what is going to give you the biggest upside to get right into those, you know, cash monies. Because you could have a decent week and get nothing, get no reward. You don't want to have a decent week. You need to have the best week possible, which is why you need to bank on these double defences, Rafinha taking the clean sheets out, Salah not scoring if you don't go for him. All this stuff. Lots to think about. It's a good game. I like the weekly monster.
Yeah. And just to say, this only came out at 10 a.m. this morning. So I did.
Oh, here we go.
I've got a lot more thinking to be doing between now and Saturday afternoon, I think. But these are just my initial thoughts. And I mean, looking at this, for example, I think Madison's too expensive at 12, whatever he was. Mm. He was like 12 something. I think that's an insane price for Madison. I think I'd take some money out of there and probably upgrade someone like a Ward-Prowse or something like that, I think, if I was to do this one again, I think.
Yep. WR says Mount or James.
Hmm. Well, they are quite similar. I think James is a little bit cheaper on the Monster, isn't he? But I presume this is about the Monster.
Yeah.
I'd go with Mount this week, I think. Yeah. I just fancy them to score more goals than they will not concede. I think if that makes sense, I think Mount getting a couple of attacking returns is more likely than James getting dual returns, I think.
I think I'll probably enter two teams this week. One with Chelsea getting the clean sheet. We'll go for James and Alonso in that. And then one with Rafinha and no James and go for Mount. I think, you know, you back, obviously you back one of those. It's not exactly great insight to say, well, Leeds will either score or they won't score. But that's the beauty of these monsters, right? You can kind of hedge your bets across both.
And it's like, I like picking the likes of, as you just talked about, I like picking the likes of Watkins and Rafinha, who've got tough fixtures. I'd much rather have them than a defensive midfielder from a team, though, you know what I mean? So I would just rather take the chance that if Villa or Leeds score, there's a good chance it's Rafinha or Watkins. And then, obviously, if I'm playing Liverpool defence, I'm going nowhere near Watkins. As you said, if I'm playing Chelsea defence, I'm going nowhere near Rafinha. So, yeah.
I'm just looking at your second team. God, you've been drinking this morning.
it's just what you can afford, mate.
I found it really tough to build it. Well, your second team is De Gea in goal, Trent, Robertson, Dean and Telles. Salah, Fernandes, Rafinha and the mighty Dwight McNeil. I don't think he's got anything this season, has he? In any attacking returns, but... why not? And then Wilson and Che Adams up front. Come on, Josh.
It's Adams and McNeil, the weak links. I think the other nine look great. Do you not think? Like, I think the other nine look good, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Just Adams and McNeil. So I think, you know, I can do my
homework. And Rafinha.
Yeah, I think he's great. I think he's great this week. I'm going to defend Rafinha to the hills. I really fancy him to score this week. Chelsea have conceded 6 in the last 2 games and they've looked shambolic defensively. So I'm hoping that continues anyway. I need to do my homework and improve Che Adams and McNeil, I think, though. So I'll take that one away. All right, mate. I think I could swap Adams or McNeil to another Everton defender I'm looking at here now. And that could make it look a bit better because then I've got 3 double ups at the back and then I can put some more money into one of the others maybe, I think.
Yep, absolutely. I think it needs work.
Yeah, I'm going to do my homework, I promise. I'll take it away and bring it back.
People are not happy with our Odegaard pick. I think he's a good pick. I like him. I think he's really very differential this week.
I mean, I don't think I'd put him in a season long because I don't think he's got the long-term wildness. But he's nailed for this week, I think. He's going to play this week, so I'm going to play him, I think.
And we've got some doubts around Smith Rowe as well, which might mean Odegaard, you know, plays more centrally, closer to the striker. I think, you know, with Aubameyang so out of favour as well, I think his place in the team is pretty secure. I really like Odegaard as a player. I think he's quality. All right, before we finish, let's just talk about do we even have to do this? I guess we have to keep doing it. We've added this as a segment now. Our season-long team. It looks like a good team.
We'll do it.
Just doing terribly. Guaita, Alonso, Trent, Cancelo, James. I can't get much better than that. Your mate Ward-Prowse, Salah and Jota. Antonio, Tony and Ronaldo. I mean, it's a great team. And then we've got Foster, Henry, Sissoko and Norgaard on the bench. I guess our biggest issue here is Tony. I think it's probably just quite an easy switch, right? Tony down to Josh King.
Yep, unless we've got any in the bank to get maybe a Watkins, like I say. But Josh King might even be better this week with the fixture, I think. So.
I mean, we do have enough money for Watkins, but I'd rather have... Okay. Oh, we've got 2 free transfers.
We could do King And then we could upgrade Ward-Prowse to Bernardo Silva or something like that.
Ooh, that's tasty.
I like that as two moves for the starting 11, I think. That looks great off him.
Just check that we could definitely afford that.
Just to check we got a goalie, yeah. I was going to say, just making, because Sanchez seems to be in all my other teams. So I just wanted to make sure we had a goalie for this week, basically.
Well, we got Guaita, but that's been a bit of a disaster. We could actually afford Foden.
Yeah, I don't mind out of Foden and Bilva. I think a lot. I've never been a Foden picker, but I think he is. I have to accept he's a good pick. So
let's see what Pep says in the press conference tomorrow. If he says Foden's all right, we'll go for Foden. If not, we'll play it safe and go with Silva.
Yeah, Silva's just—he was electric against Watford. He seemed to be the only one with a real spark, really. Grealish had no end product, so he was looking great going forward till he had to finish the ball, and then he was looking—he turned into like a League One footballer or something. But yeah. Bernardo Silva just had everything on Saturday. He looked absolutely.
I thought Foden played well. Foden could have had a couple of assists. He got two bonus points in FPL without, you know, only one assist. He looked dangerous. His crossing and stuff is really come on.
Yeah. I actually really like, because on this game Sterling's a lot cheaper as well. He's only 9.4, I think. So I like the look of Sterling in the last sort of 4 weeks. I think he's not doing the stuff before the goals, but he's going to be just scoring a lot of the goals because he's playing like quite centrally or pinging in off the right. So yeah, I really like Sterling as well.
Yep. How much is Sterling on this?
9.4.
Yeah, pretty tasty.
You'd only have it alongside one of Foden or Bilver. I think your priority has to be Foden or Bilver.
I think I agree with that. Right, that's it for us this week. Hopefully that's been useful. Talk about some of the top picks. Get your monster teams in. Remember, for FPL, it's a deadline tomorrow, but obviously you've got until Saturday for fan team stuff. Josh, we're going to win some money this week. I can feel it. We're getting closer. We're knocking on the door.
Definitely. Yeah, just to talk about the chat quickly, Marcus asked if I'd go De Gea or Ramsdale in the normal game. I would 100% go De Gea. I think their fixtures are just ridiculous for the next sort of 14 weeks or something. So I'd just play the fixtures and go for De Gea. And I really don't think Arsenal are as good defensively as their clean sheets have suggested recently. So, yeah.
I would disagree with that. And I'd go for Ramsdale, but he didn't ask me.
No, I think it's one of those. It's a very close decision. And if you asked 100 people, it'd probably be like 60-40 one way or the other. So, yeah, I would go De Gea for sure. And I think I might actually do that on some teams this week, including FPL. So
interesting. Yeah. Cool. Right, Josh, I will see you next week for our next video, one of these. If everyone could like the stream if you're watching this. If you're listening on the podcast version, thanks for tuning in. We're live on Thursdays at 12 o'clock usually, unless something else crops up. But yeah, we'll be back next week and I'll speak soon.